Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, volunteering with Brighton Festival is an opportunity for anyone interested in developing their skills and knowledge within a busy arts organisation, whilst at the same time joining the festivities. And more than 200 people volunteered to be part of the team that makes the festival happen this year. In fact, I understand that so many people applied to volunteer that it seems there weren't enough jobs to go round. I volunteered at two previous festivals, back in 2012, which I think was the Redgrave Director Festival, wasn't it? And again last year, with Kate Tempest as director. Put my hat in the ring once again this year, and my first job was to attend the Volunteers launch party at the Dome last Tuesday, where I collected my T-shirt and renewed acquaintances. So I found someone who's volunteering that I actually met when I was volunteering last year, and it's Miranda. You're doing it again.
Yes.
So
I'm quite excited. Well, I enjoyed it so much last year. I saw loads of things I wouldn't see normally. Really expanded my view of the arts. And also doing the For the Birds in Hollingbury was quite an experience as well.
Which is where we met, and you remember and I don't, because it was,
yes,
it was so cold.
Oh, yes, because I met you on the bus and I didn't know where we were going.
Ah.
And you told me everything. It was really, really good, you know, sort of...
reaching out, friendly volunteering work.
Yes, really informative.
Good.
Because, to be honest, I didn't know which, you know, where to get off or what was happening, really.
I've just picked up my yellow T-shirt. It was a yellow T-shirt this year for volunteers.
Yes, I don't think it's quite the right yellow, because on the... I think someone should have mucked up a bit with a Pantone chart, because the one on the poster is kind of quite lemony and quite bright.
This is
and
a banana.
This is quite banana-y and mustardy,
yeah.
Really.
We are the bananas.
Yes,
this year.
Yes, it is banana, you're right. Right. Must mug up on my dates, actually. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing.
Get your diary sorted. Anyway,
yes.
Lovely to meet you and speak to you again.
Lovely to see you again.
So I'm going to try and grab a word with a very busy-looking woman who's sorting out a stack of T-shirts for everybody. And that's Charlotte Gill, who is the volunteer coordinator at this year's festival.
So many people have said they want to volunteer their time and their commitment and their energy to be part of it. I think it's really fantastic, so I'm really excited.
There's such enthusiasm amongst this bunch of people, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, that I think I'm totally looking at all of those veteran volunteers as people that I can talk to, get feedback from, find out what they think about this year's festival. You know, I'm new in post in terms of coordinating the volunteers, and I really want to make everyone's experience as great as it can be. Volunteers always have so much to teach the staff who are running the festival, so, yeah.
And you've got one of the problems, which is a problem everyone likes to have, like too many volunteers.
Yes.
How are you coping with people wanting to do more than is actually available to do?
Well, do you know, I've been really overwhelmed with the response, which is, like you say, that's a positive problem to have so many willing people. What's good about this year is we're starting a new volunteer program that's going to be a year-round program to do with the history and heritage of the Brighton Dome, the Corn Exchange, and its place in the Royal Pavilion Estate. So what I'm really hoping is that even if we aren't able to allocate roles for everybody through the festival, that we will have a body of volunteers who are excited about taking that forward.
There's a chance to be involved in the arts in the Dome and
exactly.
Get involved going forward.
Exactly.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, enjoy your first festival.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Cheers. Seems to be calming down in the foyer at the Dome now, as everyone's got their goodie bags and their T-shirt and their information and are all signed up. And I think they're about to start a quiz. And I'm going to shuffle away and leave the volunteers getting to know each other.
Rebecca, you're looking gorgeous in your banana yellow T-shirt, and I'm delighted to say this does work on radio, but I've got to tell you because it's quite a hideous look. Yellow, canary yellow trousers with a banana yellow T-shirt.
Just for you, Melita, because I know how much you love colourful garb. So the T-shirts, I mean, it's great, actually. You can see the volunteers very distinctly because they are in the yellow T-shirts. The Dome staff are normally out at events out on the road in the various sites where you'll find festival events. The Dome staff wear black. And this year, the volunteers are wearing the banana yellow volunteer T-shirt. So very visible to see and ask for any assistance when you're out and about at a show and need to just ask where the loos are or where the right queue is or anything like that.
You'll be the fount of all knowledge when you're volunteering.
I'm not quite sure I'll manage that.
But I've got a tweet around a picture of you in your banana yellow T-shirt because it's quite a sight, especially with the yellow trousers.
Yes, I hope everyone's got their sunglasses on. They may well have, actually, in this glorious bank holiday weather.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.